Finding the purpose of existence, a life in the universe, pose certain questions to the thinking individual, and how he answers them depends largely on his pattern of thinking. What, in the first place, establishes this pattern? It is quite simply the urge to worship. But to worship whom, or what? A man either worships God, or some entity other than God. His whole way of thinking is then governed by his choice. All his trust and devotion are centered in that being, or thing, that is what becomes the most important force in his life. For his actions flow from his faith, and his urge to worship. That, in effect, is what makes up his religion. Islam, a preserved religion, teaches us that behind this world, the will of an all-powerful creator and master is at work. One day, everyone will be brought before him to be judged, and on that fateful day, his judgment will be the final word on human success or failure. The discovery of this reality is of much greater importance than the discovery of a mere mathematical formula. It is to recognize that one is nothing, has nothing, that God is everything, has everything in his power, is Lord of all creation. With this realization comes the desire to become a servant of the Almighty. One then becomes, quite naturally, a completely altered human being, for his life is then bathed in a divine light. His heart and mind are completely captivated. When he hears and sees, it is with the hearing and vision of his Maker. The darkness in which his ideas and thinking had formerly been plunged is banished by the discovery of God. Every fiber of his being is lit up by this discovery, just as if a new sun had climbed into the sky. The discovery of God takes place in the human mind, but a man feels its effect throughout his entire being. The bi-monthly Spirit of Islam helps its readers towards the journey of God realization. Through the pages of this magazine, we strive to provide answers to the existential questions in the light of the teachings of the prophets and the scripture that God sent through the Prophet Muhammad. These teachings are based on sound principles of reason and rationality.